This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, June 23rd. Well, cattle markets were sharply higher yesterday, led by a cash market that is clearly breaking loose from the shackles that had been in for weeks here just recently. Last week we were up about $3 on the trade, and so far this week, which is all of 2 days, we're up another $3. So we got the cash trade, quite a few thousand head trading around 126 on the average. That's up 3 from last week. We did see some trade in the south at 122, but a lot of trade in Kansas at 125 to 126. So we are settling in right around that 125 to 26 area on the cash Fed trade. Dress trade looks like it's right around 199, which is up another 3 from last week as well. The box beef, however, continues to buckle, down 545 on the choice. We're at 316. Select down 171 at 280. And the spread dropped 374. We're sitting at $36 even. So we're seeing that the choice has dropped now for 9 days in a row, and they've dropped a total of $23. We've gone from 339 down to 316. While select has dropped 8 days in a row, and it's down $30. We've gone from 310 to 280. So it's been quite a drop in a fairly short amount of time. Packers are on the complete opposite end of where they were just 2 to 3 weeks ago, with them being a complete control of the cash market to being in complete subservient to the cash market. Feedlots are looking at the spreads being at record highs, looking at much cheaper feed grain prices and more availability of feed grain, primarily with new crop wheat. And they are looking at putting on more weight on these cattle as the numbers start to decline. And so the packers are finding themselves running a little short of cattle and having to pay up for these smaller numbers. So that is what we're seeing here with the cash trade surging higher while box beef is collapsing, which is totally opposite of what you would think would be happening. So as we run into the summer, however, typically we see demand drop off, and we are seeing record high beef prices at the retail counter. So there is some concern that the consumer is not going to be on board with these higher prices, and that the packer, even though they are having to pay up now, ultimately may just slow down the box beef, may just slow down the chain speeds to try to keep up with where demand is. But for now, we're enjoying a pretty nice change of fortune with the producer finally able to capture some of those massive profits that the packer has been enjoying for months, in fact. Slaughter rates pretty much keeping pace. We're at 239,000 head. That is 2,000 more than a week ago, and it's about 6,000 more than where we were a year ago. The feeder cattle index continuing to march higher, up another 66 cents at 145.21. So there too, in a span of about 7 days, we've increased $6 on a moving average. So it's an impressive performance there as well. And this is happening as the feedlots are clearing out pen space and seeing much more available, you know, empty pen space, looking to replace those calves with feed grain prices dropping. It's definitely encouraging that, and especially with the cash trade that's moving higher, gives them much more capacity to pay up for calves. They really are in very tight supply. At the same time, producers in the plains, who have seen great rains come across and recharge pastures, they too continue to look for lighter weight calves to place on pasture. And again, for the most part, supplies are pretty tight. Now, we expect to see the northern plains come back into a hot and dry pattern. That could instigate another round of herd liquidation, and we're kind of bracing for that. But so far, that has not been the case. So I think, you know, from here on out, the market is not really going down the way I thought it would right in this time window. Usually we see our summer lows right in June. Sometimes it stretches to August, but we're not seeing that at all. It's complete opposite of what I expected to see. So I don't really have a good feel for the direction of this market, other than, you know, demand for calves should stay strong unless we get another round of herd liquidation out of the north, and we'll just have to monitor that. Cash trade for fed cattle, I think until you see the consumer really start to balk and we see box beef volume drop off, which which it sort of is, but it's not a significant amount, then I think we probably could safely say we've seen a high in the Fed cash trade. But even with box beef values dropping, the packers are still paying up. So that balance has yet to really find itself. And so what I'm saying here is that I think we're probably going to stay elevated until we see some more bigger signs of cracking in the cash trade. And that would be the indicator that we have found our top. In the meantime, markets are pretty comfortable coming up and testing some significant highs that were put in here a couple months ago in early April. So the back months have taken that out and continue to push into new highs, whereas the front month, June, which is going to wrap up here pretty soon, that is yet to take that out. In feeder cattle, the deferreds are pretty much at those early April highs. So that's going to offer some major resistance. And if the market does fail there, you're probably looking at a major double top there. We tested that last week and we failed. So we're back there again, which shows that the market's obviously got some resilience. But we'll see how we handle here, because again, that is a major price level that has held the market once before. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.